This is Esther Lovejoy with today's View from the Sparrow's Nest. Have you ever wished for a burning bush experience? A time when God would supernaturally appear to give you instructions or direction? A time when God would come and sit beside you and audibly explain His plan and His purposes? Well, apparently, even that's not always enough. Moses had dramatic evidence of God's call in his life. He was standing in front of a bush that was engulfed in flames, yet the fire did not consume it. But even more, he was standing in front of a bush from which emanated the clear and audible voice of God. That's a pretty clear call. And yet Moses still questioned it. "Who am I," he asked, "that I should go to Pharaoh?" I love God's response, not just what he did say, but what he didn't say. He didn't build up Moses' self-confidence or self-esteem. He didn't list Moses' outstanding qualifications for the job or point out his superior training in Pharaoh's court. In fact, he basically ignored the question, and he simply said, "I'll be with you." If I may reverently rephrase God's response, bottom line, Moses, it doesn't matter who you are. It only matters who I am and that I'll be with you. What comfort in God's response. We too may face responsibilities or circumstances for which we feel inadequate. We may question our qualifications or gifts when called to a ministry. God may not give us the miracle of a burning bush, but He does give us the same wonderful assurance that He gave to Moses, "I'll be with you." And to me, that's better than a burning bush. This is Esther Lovejoy. Join me online at viewfromthesparrowsnest.com.